Stark Disrespecting on Kenneth Jones, J-O-N-E-S. Jones, Kenneth, K-E-N-N-E-T-H, date of birth is, date of birth is 1-15-52. Date of visit is 10-20-23. Please make a copy for Brian Bogdanowicz, B-O-G-D-A-N-O-W-I-C-Z, Bogdanowicz, Brian, B-R-I-A-N-M-D. Next paragraph. Dear Brian, thank you for sending Kenneth Jones for formal evaluation. Next paragraph, a history of prison illness. This is a 71-year-old male who is overweight, has a prior history of prediabetes and history for CVA and hyperlipidemia, as well as gastroesophageal reflux, has been previously diagnosed to have obstructive sleep apnea, and on a CPAP setup. Which included a Philips CPAP machine that was recalled, period. The patient had his polysomnogram done more than 5 years ago in California, and a copy of the previous sleep study is not immediately available. The patient, however, was compliant in using his CPAP machine for the past 5 years. And now he just received his replacement CPAP setup, but needs to know the settings. Next paragraph. The patient has no daytime sleepiness or fatigue, and he does exercise regularly, and complains of some chronic back and neck pain, and has history for neuropathy. Next paragraph, past history, the patient's past history has included history of carpal tunnel syndrome and a history of borderline diabetes, previous CVA, and coronary atherosclerosis, previous history of hyperlipidemia and prostatic hypertrophy, gastroesophageal reflux, and history for lumbar disc disease and spinal stenosis. He has monoclonal gammopathy of unknown significance, and he has had colon cancer with resection, but no further chemotherapy or radiation. Also had lumbar discectomy at L4 and 5. Next paragraph. Habits, the patient denies smoking but drinks alcohol moderately. Next paragraph. allergies to morphine and statins. Next paragraph. Families, the mother died of colon cancer. Father also had a history of colon cancer. Next paragraph. Medalist included Eliquis, Flammagans, BID. Meloxicam, 7.5 milligrams as needed. Aspirin, 81 milligrams a day. Protonix, 40 milligrams daily. And Alfuzosin, 10 milligrams daily. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has had no recent weight loss, no fever, or chills. Denies glaucoma, but had cataracts. No vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. He has sinus drainage, postnasal drip, and occasional cough. And denies any nausea, vomiting, but has heartburn. And denies abdominal pains or constipation. He has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening, and occasional chest pains from esophageal reflux. No leg or calf muscle pains, no leg swelling, no anxiety. His joint pains, muscle aches. His numbness and leg neuropathy and occasional headaches. Yeah, skin rash and itching. Next, physical exam. This elderly male was alert, no acute distress, no pallor cyanosis, no clubbing or perfludema. His blood pressure 160 by 80. Pulse is 70, respiration 16, temperature 97.2, weight is 219, saturation 97. HE, India, non-cephalic, pupils reactive, tongue is moist, nasal mucosity matters, throat is clear. Next, upper number is no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions and occasional scattered wheezes palatally. Heart, the absence of irregular S1 and S2. No history gallop or murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions, no edema. No calf tenderness. Reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial has grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number one. Number one is obstructive sleep apnea. Number two is history of TIA. And number three is diabetes. Mellitus. Number four is peripheral neuropathy. And number five is chronic back pain with lumbar disc disease. Next paragraph, plan patient will get a copy of his sleep study that was done 7 years ago. He also was advised to use his CPAP setup at 9 centimeter HUO pressure with heated humidification, and advised to avoid driving if he is sleepy. Also advised to lose weight and go on a regular exercise program. And advised to come in for a follow-up in approximately 6 weeks. CBC complete metabolic profile, TSH will also be obtained. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Brian Bogdanowicz, Bogdanowicz, MD. Thank you. Let's talk to you soon.